Kerrine Luku is the kaiwhakahaere for the NZO, New Zealand Nurses Organisation, and you've probably heard that they've rejected the latest DHB offer for failing to address safe staffing. There's been some to and froing here, but workers in New Zealand have really had to shoulder responsibility for the shortcomings in the DHB system for too long. And the nurses are standing their ground. Kerrine Luku from the nurses' organisation. Kerrine, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
The public might think, oh, well, look, why can't they come to a decision? But this is the negotiation process at play here, isn't it?
That's right. And this has been a long process, as was the last negotiation round 3 years ago, a very long process. And just to be really clear, that the reason why nurses rejected the recent offer isn't because of the money. It's always been about the safety at work, the patient's safety, and patients as a priority.
Can you give us some examples of that, please?
We've said for a long time now that the impact of, say, most recently COVID-19, but actually before that, the health system was in an area of crisis. There was short staffing issues. There was the inability to respond and to support nurses when they were working in their workplaces. So this has a negative impact on patient safety. If we can't provide safe quality of care in a timely and effective way, then there is accumulation of problems. So now we've got an issue where we've got a burnt out nurses working within a system that isn't responsive, working within a system that when you go to work on shifts, you might be one of two nurses caring for a significant number of patients with high level of complications. That puts the nurses, but also the patients, at a certain degree of risk. What the nurses have wanted to do with this one is really make their voices clear. As we transform into a different health setting or through these health reforms, we want to make sure that we're not just building great buildings, but we're actually housing those with staff that are able to be fully resourced to respond to patient needs. A building's just a building. If you don't have the appropriate staff in it, you're not going to have the quality of health care that's required. We've seen a lot of young people making decisions not to enter into the nursing profession. So in some ways, the acknowledgement through some of the pay offer that's been offered by the DHBs may attract people back into nursing, but actually at the moment it's a difficult place to work for many nurses, going home from their shifts broken because they haven't been able to deliver the quality of care that's required.
Can we look at it for a moment through a treaty lens and an expectation of DHBs to protect staff? Because if you are short-staffed and frustrated by a lack of kaimahi to assist, you can conceivably develop health problems, mental health problems, frustration. You say that people are going home just drained from shifts. Is there any way to force or to push the DHBs to recognise their role, and even to consider the treaty and the role of looking after their own people, their staff, and their mental health?
That's right. And if you go a step further, a part of that is about health as a taonga, the way that we look after ourselves, not just our physical health, but our mental health and well-being. And there has been little consideration for that in this climate at the moment. We've seen many nurses that are saying that they're burnt out or watching videos and saying, gee, that reflects me. I need a break. I need some time out. When you put so much pressure on a system to deliver in a timely way expected outcomes, when we have the amount of, we've got an increasing population with comorbidities. That means more than just one disease, more than just one chronic sort of illness that you have to focus on. So that the patient is a lot more complicated. We've seen an increase in mental health, increase in suicides. If we're supposed to respond to those in a timely way, we need to make sure that we have healthcare workers, and that's not just nurses, but doctors, physios, etc., that are absolutely functioning at their optimum, not burdened by whether or not they're going to have adequate staff when they go to work in the morning. And those sorts of things are an obligation you expect of any government to Manaaki and tautoko their staff. But there's also expectations in the Safety at Work Act that guarantees in legislation that healthcare workers should not be put in those really difficult situations.
Well, it seems like a Mexican standoff at the moment. The DHBs have come some way down the track, but not far enough. The nurses' organisation, which I might have add, has 52,000 members, around 32,000 of them working for DHBs, are standing their ground as well. And now the strikes that were always a possibility are back on the table. Obviously, you would want to avoid that action, but if no alternative, then prepared to go there. Ultimately, it's the public too who will be left carrying the can if that is the case. Do you think the strikes can be averted, Kitty?
There's always, the nurses will always work to try and resolve this. They don't want to do anything that might impact on their ability to do their job. It does require some getting back to the table and having some discussion and both sides understanding the issues. This isn't just about money. This is about nurses have for many, many years, there's chronic systemic health and safety issues, but nurses have been sent promises during negotiations prior, and it's really difficult to see how they've been fulfilled by the DHBs. We signed an accord at the last bargaining round, and there are breaches to the safety in some of those requirements, and there's been no pushback, no levers to actually make sure that there's accountability from the other end. So nurses are frustrated at window dressing. They're actually at the heart of this now is a patient safety concern. So nurses will do whatever they can to try and avoid it, but it does require the profession and the value of the nursing profession being listened to. And that's something that's, I know I've been on your show many, many times, said that the voices of nurses have not been heard. And this is nursing taking quite a political stand and saying, it's about time that we are the patient advocates and that you listen to what patient safety looks like.